Proverbs for the day, April the 5th. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 7 and 8. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. For this one, the two operative words are remove far. Remove thy way far from her and come not nigh the door of her house. There are some things, according to the words of God, that you need to stay far away from. He says, remove thy way far from her, come not nigh the door of her house. Why? Verse 7, so you depart not from the words of the mouth, and verse 9, so you don't give your honor unto others. So the solution is stay far away from it. There's some verses that, you know, remind us of that. For example, it says in Proverbs 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. So the typical picture of somebody that's worldly wise and having a drink in their hand doesn't match the Bible. How about this? Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23:31. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. He says, don't even look on it. And then how about Romans? Romans chapter 16 over here. Romans 16. And Romans 16 and verse 19. He says, for your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore in your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the idea is this, remove far away. Come not nigh. Remove far away. You see, there are some things where the safest way to handle them is stay away from them. There's something about human nature that likes to get as close as it can to things. There's something about the old nature that really wants you to. And that's what it wants you to do. And so ask yourself this. Are you allowing something into your private life, say in your home, your office, on your computer, your television, your pad, your phone? Are you coming nigh the door of this strange woman's house? Are you coming nigh the door of rotten religion, as we would call it in the old days? Are you coming nigh the door of apostasy? Are you coming nigh the door of physical temptation? It says, remove thy way far from her. Come not nigh the door of her house. It's not an exaggeration to say that you need to avoid incidental contact. You need to avoid incidental conversations. You should avoid incidental anything. Remove thy way far from her. As a believing Christian, as a Bible believer, as a believing, practicing Christian, there are some things that we shouldn't even mess with. There are some things we should not be associated with. There are some things we should not expose ourselves to. You know, you're not a strong Christian to the extent that you should go out and tempt yourself. You're not. The Bible doesn't tell us to go do that. So, how about today? Think about this. Do you let stuff come into your home? Do you let it come onto your computer? Do you sit and watch it? Do you listen to it? It might not be really super horrible stuff by your standards. But are you removing your way far? Far from it. Are you doing that? Because that's what you need to do. Now, why far? Because you put distance in there, and it keeps it from being such a personal and a rank temptation. You put distance in there, and you're able to go on for God and go the distance with God because you didn't put any distance, any possibility of giving in and going the way to the house. Verse 4 of a strange woman, when you apply this, it can be physically, it can be out there in the world, it can be spiritually. It can be any of those things. And so my admonition today is, ask yourself, are there some ways in which you've gotten too close to the world? You're just walking a little too close to the world. You're just allowing needless and sometimes dangerous temptations in your own life or in the life of others. What is the solution? Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. And remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. How about this? Today, would you just slow down and ask yourself, am I getting too close to some things that I should absolutely avoid?